Hey there, welcome to something we're calling Eerie Extra Credit. It's a spooky little bonus from the paranormal classroom. Sometimes Amanda and I have conversations that take unexpected twists, but they're too good not to share and don't quite fit into a full episode. So that's where this Eerie Extra Credit comes in. It should be a short, sweet dose of our odd anecdotes and all the mysterious musings we just couldn't leave behind. Let's dive into the strange corners we missed and explore even more of the unknown. In all fairness, isn't fair. I mean, these creatures aren't, they all are very necessary parts of the ecosystem.
Not lampreys. What are they for?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I'm not a lamprey expert, but I'm going to guess they serve a purpose in the food chain.
No.
I don't know, but I just don't like them. I think people eat them. I know people eat eels. I'm not sure if that's one that gets eaten.
I hope they don't eat the teeth.
No, you wouldn't eat the teeth.
Listen, I've seen videos of people. There's like weird ASMR stuff out. I saw some lady eat a whole baby chicken out of an egg.
Oh, balut. Philippine delicacy.
Oh.
It's called balut.
I can't believe you know that.
I know someone very personally who has eaten them.
No way.
I just mouthed
the she did
because she knows this person. But they have. Hey. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't.
And they said I would never do it again, and I'm like, I would never do it first.
The first time I would
but
never...
I think they were a little kid. It was a cultural experience for their culture.
Okay.
And so then they, you know, as you grow up, then you realize what you're doing and you're like, ooh, mm-mm, making a different decision from mm-mm here on out.
Nope. I mean, talk about not picking up raw meat off the ground and tasting it. I wouldn't. There's so many things I wouldn't eat.
I've had some weird stuff. I've had ant eggs.
Oh, that must have been really tiny.
Don't recommend it.
No?
No. But do you want to know the grossest tasting thing I've ever had?
Definitely. Related? Yes.
You'll never guess because everybody's going to be like, what?
Was it like caviar or something?
No. What? It wasn't anything that anyone would think was gross, but it was the most vile taste I've ever had.
Black licorice.
No, I don't like black licorice unless it's in a Jelly Belly jelly bean.
I don't know.
And then I love them. Carrot juice. Fresh.
Oh.
Processed, juiced carrot.
Oh, that does surprise me. I would.
It is.
Because I like carrots.
Awful. It is vile. It is so pungent, and it was a lot of it. I'm talking probably 10 ounces of just pure carrot juice. I had carrot juice in the same place I had in the same time period of my life where I had the ant eggs and blood sausage.
Well, you were on an adventurous
adventure. I was an exchange student. I was an exchange student in Mexico. And most of the stuff I ate was awesome.
What's blood
sausage? It's exactly what it sounds like. It is sheep intestines stuffed with cooked blood.
Nope. Why do you have to add more blood to it? They're adding blood.
Well, it's just the sheep intestine is just the sausage casing. You know that's what a sausage casing is, right?
Is intestine. It's always sheep intestine?
Most of the time, or pork. Most of the time. When you buy sausages or you eat, that's what the sausage casing is, which is why I don't eat it.
Okay, that's...
But
I didn't know that, and that's now... I just had some the other day.
And pigs are also incredibly intelligent, so I'm just not doing pork.
Yeah.
But, smarter than dogs. So if you wouldn't eat a dog, maybe reconsider eating pigs. But that's an argument for another time. So, it's just like cooked, fried up blood from, I'm guessing pork. And then stuffed into the sausage casing and then like fried again.
Oh, I have questions, but I don't know if it's really gross to ask.
Vile.
So if it's fried and it's cooked, does it still come out like in a juicy burst?
No.
Or is it coagulated chewy?
That.
Oh, I don't know why I asked that question.
I don't really know why I ever even put it in my mouth except I was being polite.
Wow. I haven't eaten anything that crazy that I can think of. I think I might have.
And I just pretended like it was normal and in my head I was going, oh my God. But I was polite. I was a great exchange student, just going for the cultural ride.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we.
But it was carrot juice that was the grossest.
I
had to choke it down. I thought I was gonna die.
Sorry.
That was so gross.
Well, now I know.
I can eat carrots. I wasn't traumatized away from carrots, but I never want that much juiced carrot ever again. It was just too much. Thick.
Poor thing.
You're really traumatized like, by this. Really strong, like grass like smell. You know, yeah. It's a root vegetable, so it's earthy. It was beautiful orange color, of course. But I just, oh God, I can picture it. I was 16 years old. I can still smell it when my memory. And wow. I can picture it sitting on the table in the glass. I know exactly the glass like that it was in. I remember how it felt in my hand. I remember the smell. I remember how long it took me to drink it. And I just had to like go to a happy place in my head and just get the job done.
Ew.
Yeah.
Who was making you drink
it? No one was making me. This was me. I am polite to a fault with stuff like that. Wow. Like, especially as a kid, I was raised, just be polite. Always be polite. Now, I'd sort of teach my kids, like, yes, when in situations like that, yes, be polite. You'll try it. You could say, I'm sorry, I don't like this, you know, but I'm happy, you know, I was happy to try it. Thank you so much. You can do that. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying that. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was, that wasn't an option. It was, I had a lot of real strict rules for myself. Oh. No one put those rules on me. I just did that for myself. I was raised to be polite, but not to like point of suffering. But I'm a weirdo, as my husband would
say.
You
are a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
But the best weirdo that there is. The best weirdo.
One of the things you talked about that reminds me, tangent, was about, you've heard different terms, because you and I both
yes.
have ADHD.
Okay, so we both have ADHD. We're there's, you've probably heard of neurotypical. We're not, I know I'm not.
No, we are not. We are not.
My family's not neurotypical. Like, we just, we're just something extra. But there's some words I've heard for not being neurotypical. So there's neurodivergent.
That's the one I hear the most.
That's the one we hear the most. There's neurospicy.
That's my favorite.
It's
That's
a really
my
cute
new favorite.
One.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, my new favorite, I just heard this yesterday, is neuromagical.
You're neuromagical.
I would love to be called neuromag. I think it's such a sweet
I'm
going to
call you that from now on. Okay. I would like to be neurospicy.
Okay.
And then we'll start our girl group. And then we're looking for neuroposh, neurosporty,
neurobaby,
ginger Nero, baby Nero.
Oh my gosh.
So if you're out there,
call
if you
us.
Be my lover, gotta get with my friends.
Gotta get with Ooh. My friends.
So, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
This is our casting call.
This is our homework. We're going to have homework now, scholars. So your homework is to find your neuro name and tell us.
Okay.
And if we like it, you can join our girl group.